Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week we sniff out the answer to this question that Elena wrote in with.
I'm currently trying to understand how food and I interact. The most recent experience was baking fried mince in the oven. I love cottage pie and was on a no-fat diet. So the onion and mince were fried without oil or any lubricant, with tomato and tomato puree, mixed herbs, cumin and turmeric. It was then baked for about 20 minutes. Quite a reasonable dish on a diet. But I also decided to try cooking it again, this time just fried for about 15 to 20 minutes. The fried mince was fine when I ate it, but the fried then baked mince, there was smelly air to follow. So my question is there something in the ingredients or cooking technique that would cause my extra flatulence?
To get to the bottom of this, Dr. Justin Bailey, fart specialist from Atlanta, gets his head stuck into firstly explaining what exactly is a fart.
So flatulence is produced when we eat foods that our body can't absorb or digest, and it goes down to the bacteria in our gut, which then ferments it and produces one gas in volume, which can cause discomfort, as well as if it ferments it poorly, it produces a sulfide gas, which is what causes a lot of the odor.
So during digestion, farty foods plus gut bacteria generate hydrogen sulfide, which, amongst other gases, escape with great gusto via the anus, causing the flapping of butt cheeks and the smell diffusing, causing discomfort for you and for those around you. OK, so what affects this fart frequency and potency?
So different foods have more propensity to be poorly broken down. Beans are the most common one that can cause this to happen. There's a carbohydrate that our body has a hard time breaking down, so it goes to the bacteria and thus produces the gas that's there. For some people, lactose intolerance, they can't digest the lactose in the milk, and they are missing the lactase enzyme. And so all that milk sugar gets taken down to the gut and produces all the side effects that are known to be associated with lactose intolerance. Pork, cabbage also are associated with that. With another group of people who are wheat intolerant, their body has an autoimmune reaction to the wheat, which causes all the intestinal villi to slough off and to shrink. So there's nothing to absorb all that food that goes down, thus resulting in all the bacteria getting it and producing the gas.
But apparently Elena doesn't have these food intolerances, and Justin can't find any evidence for why cooking technique might be to blame for Elena's farts. Instead, he's sniffed out this answer.
It probably revolved around the onion. If you'd used a different variety of onion in your baked versus your fried mince, that could produce the gas that you saw.
So different varieties of onions contain different amounts of complex sugars. Your body can't digest these and emit gas. And in case you're worried you may be cooking up a windy onion variety, Justin advises this.
One quick fix, and I call it a strategic fix, for people who suffer from odor in their flatus or volume in their flatus is Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol taken 12 to 24 hours before an expected engagement that you would prefer not to have the embarrassment of flatus can help to both absorb the sulfide odor as well as the volume of the gas in the flatus.
Closing now with some fun facts. Farts have been clocked at speeds of up to 3 meters per second, and the average human lets rip about 1 pint of gas each day. Nice. Now, sticking with bodily reactions to fodder, a few listeners have been in touch with this question.
How much truth is there in certain foods having cancer-healing properties, and what are these properties? Cheers.
So, red wine and veggie curry for dinner? Will this decrease your likelihood of catching cancer? What do you think? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.